Hello, you're listening to CJLO News.
Le Premier ministre du Canada et le futur Premier ministre du Canada, Mark Carney.
Allô? Oh.
Merci. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney spoke in Montreal Thursday, March 27th, at a Liberal rally in Old Montreal. This event was part of the Liberal Party's campaign, with a federal election called for April 28th. Carney spoke for about 20 minutes and took no questions from press. His speech focused mainly on the economy.
Above all, we will build a new Canadian economy. We will build Canada strong.
The speech had a specific focus on the Trump administration's recent 25% tariffs on the Canadian auto industry.
We've had another day, another unjust, pointless, and irresponsible attack on Canada by President Trump. And this time, you know, it was steel and aluminum, still steel and aluminum, but this time he targeted our auto industry and the more than 500,000 hard-working, dedicated Canadians that it supports.
Outside of the event, on the street, a group of protesters from Vote for Palestine waved Palestinian flags. Here is one of the demonstrators, Bill Vandriel.
The genocide in Gaza has once again intensified, and I feel like, as a Canadian, I feel complicit in it.
Vote for Palestine is a group that sees the campaigning period as a time to have the issue of Palestinian statehood and a strong boycott for Israel in the political conversation.
Electorally, we don't really have much of an option at the ballot box that actually strongly opposes the genocide. And so I think actually it's incumbent on us, no matter who wins the election, to hold them accountable and to hold their feet to the fire, so to speak, to end the genocide that's happening in Gaza. And so I think what I would say is that, you know, whoever we vote for, that's one check mark on a piece of paper once every 4 years. That's not what makes change in society, but we do have the power to make change. When we go into the streets and we make our voices heard, we do have the power to make change.
Canada has restricted arms sales to Israel in light of their actions in Gaza, which have been condemned by human rights groups like the International Court of Justice and Amnesty International. But Canada still manufactures parts of fighter jets and weaponry that is sold to Israel.
There's really concrete things that could be that Canada could be doing to end the genocide. We could be imposing a real two-way arms embargo with oversight and enforcement. We could be recognizing the state of Palestine. We could be putting pressure on Israel and America to end the genocide.
Back inside the rally, CJLO News was able to ask Prime Minister Mark Carney directly if he supported a full arms embargo and stronger sanctions against Israel. He dismissed the question and security intervened.
With files from Jules Bugel, I'm Adam Innes for the Local Journalism Initiative.